0214460567, your memories on Saltova and the areas in and around Saltova, your thoughts on socializing your dogs and obviously making sure that your dogs are socialized and they are friendly dogs. And yeah, it's just sad when you live to the age of 95 and this happens to you, and our condolences to the family in Bonteville. And I'm glad that Angus McKenzie is actually taking this a little bit further and that the city hopefully will start looking very seriously at this. 0214460567, the WhatsApp line is an 0725671567. A very good morning and welcome to Cape Talk. Now, when you mix frenemies, which is female enemies, I guess, frenemies with spur of the moment badly made decisions, you're bound to get the worst consequences. And sometimes we just must face the harsh reality, and sometimes we simply must suffer the consequences. Well, what are we chatting about? We're chatting about a local film, Do Your Worst, that actually explores what happens when we seek to do our worst instead of attempting to actually do our best. Joining me this morning in studio is Shannon Ezra, the lead actress from that particular short film, and Samantha Null, the director, who's joining me online. Samantha, very good morning to you, and welcome to the show. Samantha Null is with us online. Samantha, very good morning to you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We're very excited to be here.
Okay, this is going to be juggling between yourself and Ezra this morning, but let's start with you. The background to this particular film, and it's a local Netflix film. I watched a bit of it this morning, I must admit. I watched the trailer, and it was incredibly riveting and challenging for me. So where did this concept derive from, and who wrote and conceptualized and brought this to life?
So the film was actually written by Zoe LeBand, who is an incredibly talented local writer. And it came from her wanting to really see that her friends and the sort of like late 30s age group of women, especially women in Joburg, but I'm sure women in Cape Town feel the same, where, you know, not everything's perfect. Our lives are not necessarily how we want it, how we planned that they would come out. And so we just wanted to see ourselves through this film.
And basically, you know, it's about making the worst decisions, or do your worst instead of actually doing your best. Because I watched the scene where she says, do I actually have to marry him and be miserable for the rest of my life? You know, so and then the mother says, no, you can rather be miserable alone and marry him and be miserable and married, you know. And those are the sort of decision themes that runs through the movie itself.
Yes, no, and I think it's really just kind of having a play on this idea. I think often in cinema we want women to appear a certain way, or women always have to be so because they're objects of desire for men or male characters in the film. And this is a film that is absolutely not about those things. It is about our imperfections and falling in love with ourselves as we are. And so, yeah, we're making bad decisions and we're making them gleefully, but also dealing with the consequences of that, especially in friendships.
Chatting this morning to Samantha Null, who's the director of the local Netflix film Do Your Worst, and that celebrates women in all their complexity. Because very often we want to do our best and we actually want to come out on top, and we want to live that fairy tale story of everything that lives happily ever after. But we land up with the wrong partner, and we land up making the wrong decisions, and we land up in the wrong sort of areas of life. Shannon Ezra is the lead actress in this particular film, and she joins me this morning. Now, one of the lines that actually struck me, Shannon, was, I feel like my life is, my life is not the life that I want to be living. And the answer comes, who decides the life that you are supposed to be living? Mm. Which is so key.
You know, I think that there's a lot of pressure. There are a lot of voices around us that sometimes ring a lot louder than the ones from within. And I think women of our generation, we have parents who are very strong-minded, very strong-willed, and very opinionated. And there is a huge placement of what we should be doing and what we should not be doing. So to silence those voices and to really dig a little deeper, I think that can be a struggle for a lot of people. I think, you know, we have this thing that we need to live up to, and really just got to find purpose.
Chat to us about the storyline. As I said, I watched one or two of the trailers, and I'm going to go and watch it myself, definitely. But just give us an insight into the underlying storyline.
So the underlying storyline is this. Sandra, an out-of-work actress, she's on the precipice of turning 40 years old. She's about to get kicked out of her home that she's lived in. She doesn't have a partner. And on her 40th birthday, her best friend shames her in front of all of the guests. And it kind of is this small little bomb that kind of just goes off in her head. And from there, it just is this like slow unraveling of her life going into like the state of chaos. And yet something magical happens from the chaos, even though she's, you know, doing her worst. And I'll say it's not a conscious doing your worst. It's not like these characters are actively going, oh, I'm going to make really bad decisions today. It's like, I'm going to make the best decision I know how. Okay, might have been the worst one, but there's something to be learned by making these mistakes. So it's a very, it's redemptive. It's a very redemptive story. And the thing is, while the film is incredibly funny and pacey and really just very relatable, it has so much heart and soul. I've had a lot of people tell me just how surprised they were at the actual depth of what the film gives them. So I think that you must go and watch it immediately. When we're done here, please tuck yourself into bed. It's a little bit of a chilly day, and go watch the film.
But this is the truth about life, is that this is people's lived experiences.
100%.
That you're putting into the film. It's their lived experiences. And sometimes we always want to be making excuses for our lived experiences, but that's our life, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And you know what the thing is? I don't believe we're going to grow in a comfort zone. And I also don't believe we're going to grow without making the mistakes. Because if we're not making the mistakes, we're not learning. So it's just such a beautiful, relatable, smart, witty way of representing actual real people.
Do Your Worst is the film that we're chatting about this morning. It's a local Netflix film. It's actually made the top 10 most watched films on Netflix, as a matter of fact. And this successful and hilarious rom-com was produced in just 18 days in the streets of Jersey, and it was produced and directed by Samantha Nell. Samantha?
Yes.
Something that caught me was there's a bit of flukery, you know, kind of profanity that is being used.
Just a touch.
And I'm just here and there. But I think that is what is essential, because you cannot reach that point of speaking and saying what you want to say without saying that word, you know. So did you people get any flack for that, or are people actually really enjoying it?
I think people are really enjoying it. I mean, I was struck the other day, someone shared a video with me of a road rage incident in Joburg, which I will say the language was deeply colorful. But it's very, very similar to the opening scene of our film. And it's just, it really is the way that people speak, especially when they're going through some of the hardest or most hilarious, in the case of our films times. And so, yeah, for us, it was really important that the characters felt and sounded like us.
Mm. And you know, you don't bump your toe on the door, or you don't bump your toe on the table, the leg of the table, and just go,
Oh, sorry.
No, you don't.
No.
You really you express don't. Yourself. And I think that's the key, isn't
Whoops-a-daisy.
It?
Whoops-a-daisy. What did you
table?
Say? Whoops-a-daisy.
Sam, this was in the streets of Jersey. Was it a bit of a difficult situation to keep everybody at bay while you're filming?
It wasn't. We actually had I mean, look, 18 days was no joke. It was a very tight and kind of like hectic schedule for us. But we were welcomed in the streets of Jersey and the streets of Parkview and Birdhaven and all the areas that we filmed in. I think we're still kind of an oddity. People are kind of excited about having us around. So we haven't worn out our welcome yet, which is great. And Joburg is an incredible city to be filming in. I mean, I often describe it as it's a rom-com set in the least romantic city on earth, which is Joburg. And I love this place dearly.
Janet, your deadline was 2 weeks, and there must have been tremendous pressure. I mean, you know, as an actress, you don't probably you've got to go and learn your lines and rehearse and do everything. What was that pressure like for you to bring about this film in just 2 weeks?
I didn't experience that pressure. The pressure I felt was, would I be able to do justice to the character herself? Shooting this 18-day was just the most delightful 18 days of my life. I had also just come off the back of shooting Lioness Season 2, and that was 58 days of absolute madness. And that was so, so difficult. And I came out of that quite hollow. So I always, when I say to people, do your worst, was actually a holiday where I got to fill up my cup again. So there was nothing. It was just, it was fantastic. Yeah, look, I mean, I must say that there were a couple of days. It's going to sound incredibly vain, but it's not. From a lot of the prosthetic work, my skin started to break out. Because it's latex and it's special glues, and then they've got to do special things in order to remove it. So to put it on is 2 to 3, sometimes 4 hours, and to remove it is at least an hour. And so I would come to work for the next day where Sandra had to actually look beautiful, and I had all these like horrible little pimples, and that would stress me out because it wasn't fitting with what needed to happen. But thankfully, there was a lot of the time that she just was terribly hungover. And so then we just worked with the pimples, you know.
You look absolutely flawless. Well, that's this very morning, kind. So that's thank absolutely you. Fantastic. How's the South African film scene evolving? Because just over Christmas, I was chatting to the CEO of Netflix, as a matter of fact, and she was so, you know, incredibly positive about not only the South African film scene, but the film scene on the African continent itself. How's that developed, and where do we see this leading to?
Well, I'm hoping that we see it lead to just more local content being given as much support as we do for international. What do you think, Sam?
I agree. I mean, I think for me, it's an exciting time. Like these big kind of streamers coming into our market are disrupting the market as it is, and also opening up multifaceted narrative spaces for us. We're able to tell different kinds of stories because suddenly there are more options and there's more fight for content. I think it's a great time for content creators. I think it's a great time for audiences, and I'm really, really excited about what the next couple of years are going to bring.
Chatting this morning about the local Netflix film, Do Your Worst. It celebrates women in all their complexities. And when I say all their complexities, I actually really mean, from what I've seen, all their complexities. You know, if you want to get married, if you're a guy and you want to get married, go and watch this. Or you want to go and understand exactly. And this is the key thing for me was, it's a complex set and a very complex set to show you that people are not the same every day, that people are not the same from morning to night, and that, you know, women develop and grow these complexities and have these complexities all the time. And it's acceptable. That's the key thing for me, isn't it?
Well, I think 100%. I think, you know, people have a lot going on. We have thoughts, we have feelings, we have experiences. We come from, you know, generational traumas and ways of life. I mean, I think for just two people to be able to cohabit together is actually pretty miraculous. So I think it's very honest. It's very honest.
Samantha, the film is on Netflix, it's able to be viewed on Netflix. Most films these days are shot in shorter times because I think that's where a lot of the movement is heading into. Most of the films are done in shorter times, but also most of the films are done in not only filmed in shorter times, but done in shorter perspective, half an hour, 18 minutes. And this is the key of film making developing over the years.
Yeah, I mean, look, the film's 91 minutes long. It's a breezy kind of evening together, but absolutely, like we're experiencing production in shorter times, and that's requiring more planning. And it doesn't necessarily, like, I think there is obviously a breaking point at which we can't really deliver content that can compete at international level if we don't have the time. But really, really smart team led by our producer Bongiwe Solani, really, really smart writer. And together as a little triangle, we were able to kind of figure out what is the best way to make something that feels bigger than the 18 days we had in 18 days.
0214460567. If you watch the film, give us your input on that. Sam Null, the director, chatting to us of do your worst. And Shannon Ezra, thank you so much for your time this morning.